From sculpting sleek muscles to revving up your metabolism, the benefits are endless. Hi there, I'm your host, Lisa LaCasse. Join me every week as I share the latest trends, tips, and tricks to avoid the deterioration and diseases of aging. Nothing gets easier with age, but there's so much we can do to keep it from getting harder. Let's have fun adding not just years to our life, but life to our years. Hey there. Welcome to this episode of the Choose Your Future podcast, where we're diving deep into the world of strength and resistance training and why it's an absolute game changer, whether you're in your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, or over. I'm your host, Lisa LaCasse, and today we'll first break down the benefits, and then we'll talk about the basics of getting started and where and when and how often you should be resistance training. And the focus of the brilliance of strength training for women of all ages, especially those of us who are navigating midlife and menopause, we want to do this with strength and grace. For years, it was most likely accepted that a woman's place in a gym was on the treadmill, or we could don our headbands and get physical in aerobics class. But the role of women in all of society is changing. And while our rights and our job titles have gotten stronger, so should our bodies. I believe it's crucial that we walk and move every day, but building muscle is equally important. Would you believe that the moment we start lifting heavy things, we actually start to improve our insulin resistance, our immunity system, our mobility, and a host of other health markers, which we'll discuss more in a bit. But if that doesn't already convince you that this is something you should be working on, then let me tell you that muscle also gives extra sugar a place to sit and to rest instead of in that little pooch right in front of our stomachs, right under our belly buttons. So let's kick things off by debunking the myth, the number one myth that I hear all the time, that strength training will make us bulky. And let's celebrate the wonders of strength training for women. From sculpting sleek muscles to revving up our metabolism, the benefits are endless. And it's not just about looking good like it may have been in our early years. It's actually about feeling strong and empowered. It's about owning our strength, both inside and out. Building muscle is not about gaining mass and getting big like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone. Well, not unless you want it to be. And then, if that's the case, you better be willing to dedicate a whole lot of time to it, measure out every gram of every macro you put in your mouth, and be prepared to spend a bankload of money on supplements. No, not only is it not about bulking up, it's actually the opposite. As a matter of fact, building muscle is the same thing as what we used to call toning up. Having a layer of muscle covering your body is like wearing a natural girdle, or as world-renowned fitness expert JJ Virgin states, muscle is metabolic Spanx. To clarify, just in case you're wondering, the word metabolic and metabolic Spanx is because not only will the muscle on your body tighten the body up, giving the Spanx effect that we all want in our look, but the muscle in your body increases your metabolism or it raises your calorie burn. Even if you're laying in front of your TV or sleeping, having more muscle on your body will cause your body to burn more calories. Strength training floods the body with hormones and actually helps to balance them. It increases our naturally decreasing bone density that happens as we age. It helps to support our posture, and it also reduces our chances of getting like debilitating osteoporosis. It helps to increase our daily function in all areas of life as we grow older. Lifting weights actually improves our overall quality of life. Consider this. If you're picking up weights from the ground on a regular basis, Why would you ever get to the point where you can't pick up a bag of groceries from the floor? If you're getting down the floor every day to do planks or push-ups or sit-ups or whatever floor-based exercise you like to do with your own body weight, why wouldn't you be able to get down on the floor and play with your grandchildren? It's not like you do this every day and all of a sudden the next day you can't, unless you have an accident, of course. But lifting weights can help combat the dreaded menopausal disease symptoms. Also, it can help to boost your mood and safeguard your bone health like a boss. But there's even more. There's a complete mental aspect to lifting weights. It's not just about building muscle and crushing your PRs. It's about nurturing your mind, nurturing your body, and your spirit. Strength training cultivates mental resilience. If you're truly lifting heavily, then you're also building your mental ability to focus. Studies prove time and time again that strength training builds self-confidence and fosters a deeper connection with our bodies. You may think that this sounds ridiculous, but stick with me here for a second. I can almost promise you that a few weeks after you start any kind of lifting, even if it, like I said, is your own body weight from the floor, you will catch yourself sneaking peeks at your body when you pass by a mirror. And most likely, you'll find yourself flexing like a teenage boy that's going through puberty. It's kind of funny, but it happens to almost everyone. This is one of the best ways to develop some appreciation and even confidence from your body, despite having cellulite on your thighs or an extra belly weight. And speaking of that, just wait to see how fun it is to watch your body transform into a lower percentage of body fat and a higher composition of lean muscle tissue over time. Despite the number on the scale, this will happen. Strength training, like anything else with our bodies, is not a one-size-fits-all deal. It's customizable, adaptable, and I'm going to tell you, it is rewarding. It doesn't have to be pricey, and anyone can start from anywhere. All right, girls, let's roll up our sleeves and let's get down to business. Starting a strength training journey can feel intimidating, but fear not because I got your back. Let's walk you through how to get started in a simple, doable way so there's no reason to stress over this. Now, you may be thinking, okay, I get it, Lisa, but how do I even get started? First, be sure you have comfortable clothing and shoes on. Nobody needs a wardrobe malfunction. While some people do best fasted to exercise, other people feel better if they have some sort of something in their bellies, or obviously if you're working out at night, that's the way it has to be. So I strongly recommend that you have protein. You will get the most out of your workout when you're having protein surrounding your workout, whether it's before, not right before, but before you work out, and also after, or one or the other is fine as well. And I think it's absolutely wonderful if you're fortunate enough to have a gym membership. And if you do and are willing to go to the gym, I think that's fantastic, at least to start out. Don't be shy or hesitant to schedule an equipment demo or a starter session with one of the facility's trainers. Almost all gyms offer this for free because they want you to feel welcomed and they truly want you to know how to properly use the equipment with proper form and to avoid injury. Like, they do not need people getting hurt in their gym. Also, know that many gyms offer a free day pass or a trial free week, so it's not a bad idea to take advantage of that and give the gym a try. Try more than one. Find a place where you feel comfortable. If you're opposed to going to the gym because you're uncomfortable with that idea as a beginner, or a gym membership doesn't fit into your budget right now, that's okay too. No problem. You can easily do beginner-friendly exercises that you can do right in the comfort of your own home using simple tools like resistance bands and dumbbells. Many can be very affordable. And remember, it's all about progress. It's not about perfection. If the weights that you bought at a yard sale or a thrift shop or TJ Maxx aren't the same like commercial quality of those at the gym, it doesn't matter. You're going to get just as good as a workout. And honestly, there's actually days that I prefer to do my strength training from home, and I can get just as good of a workout with different modifications. YouTube offers an uncountable, unimaginable number of workouts with zillions of different trainers to follow. Some are, you know, tan, perfect bodied 20 somethings, and some are women in their 90s who just hop in front of the screen right after they slip in their dentures and hearing aids. There's also a wide variety and a wide range of subscription based online streaming fitness services available. And you just want to make sure if you do that, or if you're following somebody, it's somebody that knows at least somewhat about what they're talking about, and pick somebody that doesn't annoy you, that, you know, you don't need anything that's going to, like, a weird speech pattern or accent that distracts you and keeps you from coming back, you know, on a regular basis. So in a nutshell, I'll give you a quick look here at how your initial strength training should look. And this is something we can definitely get deeper into in a future episode. Just let me know if this is something that you're interested in, either in the comments below, you can DM me on social media, or if you're in my Simple Vitality Facebook community, you can ask in there. And if you're not, you can certainly join us. It's Simple Vitality on Facebook. But this is something that I would be more than happy to go into in more detail depending on your questions. It's best to start out by aiming for 3 to 5 days of strength training each week. Your workout should take less than an hour. Now, some people, you actually should pause between sets. So a normal workout, you would do 3 sets of an exercise, and you would try to go for between 8 to 12 sets. So if you're at the gym and you're doing a bicep curl, you want to get a weight. Well, actually, in the beginning, you want to use a lighter weight to make sure you have your form, that you're not hunching over and hurting your back, that you're actually using the part of your body that you're supposed to be. So if you're doing bicep curls, you should feel that in your biceps. You shouldn't be swinging your whole arm that your shoulder feels it. You want to make sure that your form is correct before you get into heavier weights. Then slowly you go to the weights that challenge you, not that you can't do, but that challenge you. And you should be able to do somewhere between 10 and 15 reps. And if you find that super easy and that you could probably go all day, then probably you need to increase your weight the next time. If you're going and you can only get 8 reps, that's a really good weight for you. So next time you go, try the same weight and see if you can't do 9 or 10. This is how you progress. And if you can't even do 1 or 2, you probably need to jump it back. So we're going to go back to aiming for 3 to 5 days a week and those sets of maybe 5 or 6 different exercises, 3 times sets of, like I said, 8 to 15 reps with a minute break or 90 second break in between should take you less than an hour. If you're starting with 3 days, they can be 3 full body workouts with a day or two of rest and recovery in between. If you're doing more days, break your days into something like by body parts. So you're doing leg day 2, a day dedicated to biceps and chest, a day dedicated to triceps and back, and a core day. Or maybe you want to do a leg day 1, leg day 2, a pull day, and a push day. And I'll explain that a little bit in a minute here. But when diving into strength training, it's really important to go slow and prioritize your form over heavier weights or more repetition. Begin with a body weight or body weight exercises or light resistance bands to master the movement patterns and ensure you're engaging the right muscles. remember that quality over quantity is key. Now, two ways to make your sessions a little quicker is one, you can use compound exercises. So that's targeting whole muscle groups simultaneously, making them incredibly efficient for maximizing your workout time. So this is what I mentioned earlier with push and pull days. Think of a movement where you're at the gym and you grab up, there's a bar above you, and you grab it with both hands and you pull it down towards your shoulders. Now, with that, you're using your arms, you're using your biceps, you're using your shoulders, and you're using your back. Not to mention that most movements like that will also work your core movements. So this is a compound exercise. It takes away having to do one bicep exercise, one shoulder exercise, and one back exercise, and it combines it all into one movement. So you can see how that would be more efficient. It would save you quite a bit of time. And think it's the same with like push exercises. It works that whole chain of muscles instead of one specific muscle. Incorporate exercises. Oops. The second way to make it quicker is to use heavier weights. So if you can use one weight and you can go to 15 or even more reps, try to make it heavier. And if it's at that range, as I had mentioned before, where you're getting 8 reps in, of course, doing half the amount of reps is going to save you half the time. So those are two ways that you can make your sessions quicker if you are pressed for time. So incorporate exercises like squats, lunges, push-ups, rows, and overhead presses into your routine to get the most bang for your buck. And speaking of squats, not only will they work your glutes and your legs, but they're also a great balance exercise. And balance is something that we also need to be concerned about as we age. So as I'm talking here, I'm pretty sure you can see that lifting weights has such an overall effect. It's our strength. It's all the medical things that I talked about above. It's our appearance. It's our confidence. It's our balance. And it also can keep us very flexible. If you're lifting way up to grab that bar above you, you are stretching, and that's great. And you're going to want to stretch afterwards to help, you know, your body to recover and not to be sore. Absolutely respect the importance of recovery and self-care, from proper nutrition to adequate rest and relaxation. Because remember, it's not just about the sweat, it's about the self-love and empowerment that come with honoring your body's needs. Muscle is actually built when it's recovering, not when it's working. And don't skip on sleep. If your body, it's the way your body recovers. It's absolutely necessary. Above all, listen to your body, honor its signals. If something doesn't feel right or causes pain, don't just push through it. Modify an exercise as needed. Don't hesitate to seek guidance from a certified trainer or a coach, including myself, to ensure that you're training safely and effectively. So there you have it. Strength training isn't just a workout. It's actually a way of life, and it's a way to improve life now and going forward. It's a journey of self-discovery, empowerment, and endless possibilities. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a strong, resilient body. Stay consistent with your strength training routine and be patient with yourself as you progress. Celebrate small victories along the way, whether it's mastering a new exercise or increasing your weight or your reps. Let's lift each other up, embrace our strength, and show the world what strong women are made of. Thank you for tuning in to the Choose Your Future podcast. I'm Lisa Lacasse, signing off with a flex and a smile. Remember, nothing that you heard or learned is going to work unless you do. If you got any inspiration or learned anything exciting today, please like and follow this podcast. And if you know someone that could benefit from something in here, share it with them. Remember, you have the power to be unstoppable. Go choose your future.